Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today on a Friday. We will not be joined by the Doctor of Lucha. Steve Sims is unavailable here today. But Mike Sempervivi will be joining us, and we have a lot of news to talk about here on the program today. A lot of news. While we don't have the Doctor of Lucha, we can talk about Lucha Underground, which took place on Wednesday. I've now seen that show. We can talk more about the Cruiserweight Classic, as the Cruiserweights are headed to Raw on Monday. There's a lot of stuff to talk about in terms of the Cruiserweights. We know some more names that are going to be heading to Raw. We've got some potential matches leading to the Clash of the Champions show. We can talk all about that today on the show. Plus, Tyson Dukes did an interview, which we're going to talk about today, where he talked about some of the restrictions given to the guys in the Cruiserweight Classic. We've been talking about this as we reviewed the show. There were some moves during the Cruiserweight Classic that I don't expect to see on Raw. There was a burning hammer, for example. I wouldn't get too excited about seeing the burning hammer on Raw anytime soon. But we'll talk about how they put the matches together and more on the program here today. We've also got a lot of news from NXT. They did a set of tapings last night. Got a lot of news on the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, which is back this year, as well as where they're going with Samoa Joe and Shinsuke Nakamura. Won't do a lot of spoilers, but they are in fact going back to Shinsuke Nakamura and Samoa Joe, if it was not obvious to you from watching the NXT show on Wednesday night. And Dusty Rhodes, I guess it would be his daughter-in-law, is going to be wrestling. Brandy is heading to TNA. Tons of news to get into today. We'll kick it off after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice, dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice. $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. TL4J.com. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot of news to get into here today. It is Friday here on the program. No Dr. Lucha, but we will be talking about all sorts of topics, Lucha Underground, and more. Cruiserweight Classic. Mike Sempervive is joining us here today. Had the day off yesterday. Josh Nason was here raving about the Cruiserweight Classic. And Mike, what did you think of the Cruiserweight Classic finale?
It was awesome. I mean, I don't know how many more superlatives I can add on there that somebody else hasn't. I don't think there's really any surprise with TJ Perkins winning. Even if they have, and they do have Grand Metalik signed. It's going to be difficult for me to get used to start saying that, although I better start saying it since he's going to be full-time sooner rather than later, I would assume. But they made the right decision. You know, Kota Ibushi not signed. Zack Sabre Jr. obviously not signed. They wouldn't win the thing. But TJ Perkins is more than deserving. I don't think people – it's amazing. Now I remember how long I've been doing stuff like this because – I can remember doing shows with Dr. Keith Lipinski where we're talking about this guy Puma who was signed to the Inoki Dojo in Los Angeles with Samoa Joe who had already earned a name and a status by that point, and this guy named Fergal Devitt who floated through, and there's other people who went in and out of there. It was the damnedest thing that this guy Puma, who today is now standing there on Raw, or is going to be standing there on Raw on Monday night as the purple belted cruiserweight champion. But it's really awesome for him, and I obviously like to have some hope that it's going to be good for everybody involved. We'll have to see how it goes. The match quality will be great as long as that stays untouched. I don't know how these guys' personalities are going to be or how they're going to be treated once they get onto Raw, but it was a great concept. I'm glad they're doing it. I know they just booted up the Dusty Rhodes Invitational again for tag teams, and hopefully this thing was not a money loser or anything like that, and we can do this thing again next year and maybe kind of make it a regular thing on NXT where you might be able to debut a guy on Raw or something like that by having him go through and have this special event for people for the network and use it as some sort of springboard to make a contender.
I don't think you should expect the match quality to remain untouched. I've got an interview here from Tyson Dukes. He's talking about the matches from the Cruiserweight Classic. He was obviously a part of it. Says here, we had agents. We had to deal with agents as well and plan it out. I know for me personally, I wanted to do a stalling suplex from the second rope, and they completely scrapped that. They said, no way can you do that. For whatever reason, me and Zach were supposed to be 50-50 right up to the end, and it was more a showcase for Zach, which is understandable. I get it. There weren't major handcuffs put on, but they did want to steer the ship the way they want to steer it. So as soon as we go along and get more progressive into it, they're easing up on it. Zaw was known for that snap German suplex with a hold for the pin. They were adamant on saying absolutely no head drops at all. And when push came to shove, Tozawa did put Ken Johnson directly on his head for that snap German suplex. It was the same as everything. Either you kind of bite the bullet and ask for forgiveness later, or you just do your stuff. I'm sure to God that burning hammer of Brian Kendrick's was not discussed. WWE doesn't even let the tombstone fly other than The Undertaker. So basically, if you watch the show, I mean, there was a lot of stuff on there that I just don't see anybody doing on Raw. It's one thing to ask forgiveness for the Cruiserweight Classic, but, man, asking forgiveness from Vince McMahon on Raw because you delivered a burning hammer? I don't think we should get too excited about seeing some of that stuff in the Classic.
And you know what? That's okay. That's fine. We don't have to see every move, you know, that's done on the indies or that we've seen these guys do. You don't. There are enough flashy, amazing moves out there where if you go ahead and parse them out a little bit more and you kind of save your own body as well as the other person's, I'm going to be completely fine with that.
All right, let's head to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Yes, this is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
And like you guys, I enjoyed the Cruiserweight Classic. I thought it was absolutely awesome. And, you know, I've been thinking about what they will do with them once the division starts on Raw. I mean, to me, what they really need to do is have T.J. Perkins out in a singles match just to kind of be the first person that fires the first shot. And then from there, you don't really have to do like a fatal four-way or anything like that. Just have single matches spread out across the three-hour Raw. That way you can kind of build excitement, like, you know, not necessarily book it like right up to a week, but just kind of see how the flow of the show goes. And then if you see that the show is lagging, you send in the Cruiserweights to kind of pick up the pace. That's what I was thinking that they might do on Raw, but obviously WWE has a different way of doing it.
Well, we will see what they do on Monday. I don't know if we are going to get Cruiserweights all night long on Raw. I would not get too excited about that possibility. Maybe. I mean, maybe we'll see some. But I think the reality is that we're going to get a little bit of Cruiserweight action, but it's still Raw. And maybe we'll get one or two matches a week. I think you got to think of the Cruiserweight division like you think about the women's division.
Yeah.
There's going to be some matches here, some matches there, but it's not going to be like an all Cruiserweight show, obviously. It's not an all women's show. I mean, I think on your best week, you'll get two matches in 3 hours and maybe 12, 15 minutes of total television time.
Remember when they had Charlotte and somebody else, it may have been Sasha, I can't even remember. They had like one random match on Raw before they were called up to the roster. You remember that? It was a tag match that they were involved in.
We were kind of
like, okay, what are they doing there? Well, here's a situation where you could do something like that with the Cruiserweights to introduce them. But they obviously have a reason for being there. I don't necessarily need to see T.J. Perkins wrestle. If he can cut a good promo and you have a good idea for him to stand to the side and you have a great video package for him, I think you can talk to him and then have, if you want to have a wild spot fest four-way or you want to feature his next opponent, which, you know, say it's Brian Kendrick against whoever it is in a match, I think that you can go that direction just fine. Either that or feature T.J. Perkins old school style, like when a guy would hit WTBS studios, you have the interview with him, you have the video package for him, and then you have him go out there and you know, 5 minutes or whatever it is, showcase himself against somebody who you're not going to push as much in the Cruiserweight division.
By the way, if you want to give us a call, the studio line is 425-488-0525, toll-free 844-411-5411, and your text messages to 425-780-7566 to the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Yes, Ryan.
My question is about James Ellsworth. You're not going to be able to get ever to the level of Mikey Whipwreck if he wins the Intercontinental title from the Miz.
Okay, whatever. So anyway, if you want to give us a call, 425-488-0525, toll-free 844-411-5411, and text
Ryan,
messages.
He's over with me.
425-780-7566. Listen, there's a level of gimmickry that I will accept on this show.
But you're saying James Ellsworth does not have that gimmickry?
James Ellsworth is not winning the Intercontinental title. James Ellsworth is going to be, at best, a jobber on the show. He's not Mikey Whipwreck, as he was referred to there by Ryan. Give me a damn break. I got some news here for everybody. I don't know what's up with Cody, but Brandi Rhodes, according to TMZ right here, is getting involved in the family business, inking a deal to wrestle with TNA Impact Wrestling. Brandi, who is married to former WWE superstar Cody Rhodes, signed a deal to wrestle for the Knockout division, A.K.A., it says here, Super Hot Chicks Who Fight. Brandi was formerly a ring announcer for WWE before parting ways with the company earlier this year. So Brandi is heading into wrestle. I'm sure that Jim in Virginia will be pleased to hear that information. And I presume that Cody is going to be working there as well, but no official announcement from Cody Rhodes.
So I assume she'll be in a Maria position. We're not looking at her to exactly rival Sienna, are we?
No, she's going in as a knockout. She's going in to wrestle.
Fair enough.
So maybe they are. Maybe she is going to try to rival Sienna.
God, this is the money is talking all over the place, just like Chael.
We'll talk about Chael after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Phone calls, emails, text messages, etc. here today. The studio line, 425-488-0525, toll-free, 844-411-5411. And text messages, 425-780-7566. Whatever's on your mind here today, as Mike mentioned before the break, main man Chael Sonnen is going to be back doing mixed martial arts again. It's from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. After telling anyone that would ask that his in-ring cage career was done, 39-year-old Chael Sonnen will return to action with Bellator MMA, announced via the AP on Thursday night. A Bellator press release says Sonnen will fight at 205 pounds, but in a quote in the release, he says he's not sticking to one weight class. Sonnen and his new boss, Scott Coker, will hold a conference call Friday, while Sonnen is expected to be on screen at Bellator's Friday night show on Spike. Sonnen, who signed a multi-year, multi-fight deal, told the AP, "I'm a heel, and heels lie." He also told the AP's Greg Beecham that he wants his first fight to be in November, the bad guy versus the bad guy. Second bad guy in the equation is assumed to be fellow Bellator signee, and one-time Sonnen opponent to be Vanderlei Silva. However, Ariel Helwani tweeted that he has been told that he wants Tito Ortiz ASAP. Sonnen also told Beecham that the reason he signed with Bellator, not UFC, zeros apostrophe S, meaning he's being paid significantly more by Bellator, he claims. And then Scott Coker says, Chael is an incredible athlete that has competed at the various, very highest levels of the sport. I know he's going to continue to do just that here at Bellator. We were in the process of signing him when we were in the process. Chael was adamant that he wants to compete in three divisions here. Wants to fight Silva, wants to fight Ortiz, Fedor, and even Rory McDonald at middleweight. It's Chael, baby.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Amazing. Even more than that, this is amazing that we've been able to string so many fights out of Tito Ortiz.
Hey, we have. You know what's interesting about this fella, and Bellator in general? I mean, man, you look at Chael Sonnen, everything that he's done, his various steroid test failures, the whole nine yards. And here he is, available to go at 39 years old, and Bellator grabs him. Now, my question is, we need Filthy Tom on here to address this as well.
Mm-hmm.
So CM Punk just fought and got obliterated by Mickey Gall. And a lot of people are up in arms, a lot of people are furious about it. It appears he added approximately 170,000 additional buys. It's $60 a pop. Let me grab my trusty calculator here.
Oh, God, this is going to be good.
I got a calculator. I'm not trying to do this in my head. Are you kidding me?
I'm still worried about you and the calculator.
I can't even figure out how to get it here.
Texas Instruments. You don't have one on the phone?
I got it. I don't ever use it, so I couldn't find it. 170,000 times, I'm going to say $30, because they get 50% of the revenue from pay-per-view.
Yes.
So he added $5 million in revenue to that show, and his paycheck was $500,000. And I'm sure he's got some pay-per-view points as well. But if you take out whatever his pay-per-view points were, this guy was worth 10 times what they paid him. Now, obviously, is he going to be worth 10 times what they paid him the second time? Very, very unlikely, especially if they do the fight that I think they should do, which is CM Punk versus Mike Jackson. That's not 170,000 additional buys for that fight. Maybe it is. I don't know. I didn't think it was going to be 170,000 for this fight, and I was wrong. So my question is, the first time out, 10 times what they paid him, he brought in for revenue. He was horrible. Do you keep him under contract and sign him to a fight with, for example, Mike Jackson? And maybe this time put it free on Fox and pop a big rating. Because I think that the second time people will watch him, but they're more likely to watch him for free than to pay to see him fight. Do you do that? Do you give CM Punk a second fight in the UFC against Mike Jackson, for example? A fight that maybe he could actually win on a Fox TV special? Or do you just let him go and go to Bellator, where you know they're going to pay him a ton of money and they're going to put him all over the place? What do you do, Mike?
I guess if I'm in their position, what I do is wait for a little bit of time, then go ahead and use every resource at my disposal to basically work the media and try to survey the scene and work the public and just float it out there and see where you stand, see what the reaction is. And if it's as massive as it was after the fight, then go ahead and release him, because it doesn't really matter. You've already gotten what you needed to out of him. You throw him off to the side. You let Bellator spend a whole bunch of money on him. Yeah, they're going to get a great TV rating, but you basically have that old pro wrestling videotape thing of guy exiting your territory, getting buried on the way out the door, and his one and only fight. I mean, you can chalk it up for that. But if things are even halfway decent, yeah, I could see keeping him on and letting him have a TV fight or you know, utilizing him as a part of Fight Pass for somebody else's promotion if somebody else is willing to pick up a little bit of the cost on him or something like that. Sure, I guess I could see that as well, too, but for me personally, I would just say go ahead to the Freak Show and go ahead to Bellator at this point. I think he accomplished what you needed. It's like James Toney, you know, he had some interest for his fight too. And it was what it was, and let's go away now. Because I just don't see a CM Punk Mike Jackson fight. I mean, even, oh God, it's bad. And that's probably about the only person he can beat.
That's my point. This is what I would do. I'd keep him around, and I'd put him on Fox versus Mike Jackson.
Well, even like, but how would the reaction have to be? I mean, if you have the same pushback, because look, there were two. I'm not saying there were two distinct sides.
Listen,
but
I'll tell you why. Listen,
okay,
I'm a businessman, Mike. It's all about the dollar bills.
Mm-hmm.
The guy brought me in $5 million on a $500,000 investment. Then I'm going to try to use this dude and get some eyeballs on Fox. I put him against Mike Jackson. If he gets beat by Mike Jackson, dude, he's out of here. You know what I mean? He's out of here. But you know what? Everyone's so mad about CM Punk fighting in the UFC. And I'm not even going to really defend it right here, but I am going to say, Mike Jackson fought in the UFC, right?
Yeah, but this was all to get to Punk.
I know, but the point is Mike Jackson fought in the UFC, and Mike Jackson did not bring in $5 million in revenue. Mike Jackson brought in probably $60 in revenue because I bet his parents bought it, and that's about it.
Well, he had to buy it because he was reporting on it, but he gets to write it off on his taxes
that's
at the
right.
end of the year.
But listen, if you can put together CM Punk versus Mike Jackson on Fox, I'd do it. If CM Punk manages to beat the guy, maybe you do a CM Punk Mickey Gall rematch. Which,
oh, no, come on.
Dude, if Punk wins,
dude.
Try. I'm trying to make some money here. But listen, if he doesn't beat Mike Jackson, or you know what, if he wins via decision, but it's like a horrible fight and he looks terrible, let him go.
Think?
Just let him go.
I think you can do that now. I mean, and look,
come on, try and make some money off the guy.
Well,
Mike,
like
this is a business, not a charity.
Oh, look, I completely understand that. And again, if they survey the scene and things are, people are at least semi-open to it, or maybe they're just a little bit snarky, but you know they're going to watch fine. But if the reaction actually stays intact, and knowing the general public, it won't, but if the reaction stays intact, which is in place right now when it came to CM Punk doing this, then I would just go ahead and go, I got what I wanted out of the guy because I made money. I don't care about the ratings. I made money. Get out. Because when are you going to have him fight again? From now going into spring, you have your best chance to get eyeballs for your Fox and FX shows anyway, because you're advertising during football season. You don't really necessarily need him right now anyway. Not like he would be ready in, you know, 2 months to do a fight or anything like that, but I don't know. I just think you may have already squeezed this thing for as much juice as you're going to get.
You'd do well if you put him on Fox. I mean, come on. I will read some of the text messages here, and then we'll do more phone calls after the break. This person says, can you please put some respect on the good Ellsworth name?
Really, Brian?
Dude.
Shameful.
I'm not denigrating Ellsworth. I'm denigrating Ryan.
You're really
giving
it
because he asked a stupid question.
You're really giving it to James Ellsworth right on the chin.
I'm a big fan of James Ellsworth, but it was a stupid question to ask if he was going to win the Intercontinental title and be the next Mikey Wimp Wreck. That's a stupid question, so I hung up on him.
He's already far behind that, or beyond that Mikey Wimprek character.
James Ellsworth is the best jobber I've seen in decades. Ever since
the heyday
of NWA World Championship Wrestling on TBS at 6:05. He deserves respect for that. What do you think of a Cruiserweight Classic-type tournament for the women? Funny that you should ask.
Oh, no.
Funny that you should ask. Do not be surprised if Aunt Stephanie arranges a women's tournament on the WWE Network sometime in the next year.
Pummel that concept right into the ground, you geeks.
Nope, I'm telling you right now. This person says, Brian, please settle an argument for me and my friends. What's a better ring name, Shoulders Torelli or Muscles Marinara?
Your friends and I.
It's obviously Shoulders Torelli.
Hmm.
Although, after we had a whole career for Vinny if you want to call it that, based on the name Shoulders Torelli, we suddenly realized that Belly Torelli would have been way better. But now it's too late.
Big Belly Jelly Torelli. Mm.
Belly Torelli. This person says, since Del Rio is in AAA, will Paige follow? No, Paige is not going to AAA. Paige is still under contract at WWE.
For years, literally, right?
She's not going anywhere anytime soon, unless something really weird happens. And you know what? Weird things could happen. But I don't expect it. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally friendly solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Almost joined by Paisley. My daughter would not cut a promo to the mic upon request. I tried. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Jim. Jim from Virginia.
How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Sounds great.
Watched Impact last night. I thought it was a pretty good show last night. The Hardys and the Decay was still real good. The promos and back and forth about Delete and this, that, and the other, and going to have the big war coming up at Bound for Glory, and I thought that was really good.
That's right. The big war is coming. We got wars coming in TNA and Lucha Underground. Can you imagine?
Oh, man, and like I said, and they all got the big brouhaha at the end of the promos between Decay and the Hardys last night, too.
You going to make it over there, Jim? You doing all right?
My throat, I'm getting a frog in my throat. I'll be all right.
Okay.
Now, to the Knockouts. Knockouts were really good last night, Thursday night, too, because, we all know Maria's still belligerent to Allie, and the fans are turning more and more to Allie. They brought in a new Knockout last night. She's not really new. It's just a new name. She's a heel now. Chelsea Green is now Laurel Von S, or Van S.
I thought you were going to say Laurel Von Hardy.
No, not that. Let me ask
hell of a
question.
Gimmick, by the way.
Let me ask you a question now. Madison Rayne is the head of, she took over for Christy Hemme to be over the Knockouts. Am I correct?
Dude, you tell me, Jim. You're watching it every week.
That's what I'm thinking. Well, Madison Rayne was out there wrestling. Isn't that a conflict of interest?
It could be. I didn't give it any thought. I won't lie.
One other thing. Has Jeff Jarrett just give up on getting any TV for Global Force?
He'll never give up. Jim. Jim, are you excited that Cody Rhodes' wife, Brandy, is going to be the newest Knockout?
Yeah, excuse me. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
I'm always glad to get a new Knockout because they had that girl that very seldom wrestles in the Knockouts. What's her name? Raquel?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, she was decent. She wasn't nothing to write home
she
about.
She was decent. You're the only person
fine
I've
as hell.
Ever heard that said that is about her in-ring.
Oh, her in-ring,
now
never mind
there.
We're
going to get to see it. Bound for Glory, finally going to get to see the big Maria Gail Kim match.
Oh, man.
God bless Gail Kim. Gail Kim has done yeoman's work over the last couple of years with Tiffany, with plenty of people. And you know what? Maria is no novice. And for, you know, as ridiculous as it is, whatever they actually do inside the ring is probably actually going to be very entertaining. So, you know, God knows the story that goes around it, but I'm sure when they actually had their interaction, it probably will be pretty good.
And God bless Jim, who's a little bit under the weather, it sounds right now. Studio line 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. Got some more news, but first a couple of these text messages here. This person says, the CWC showed me the effectiveness of wrestling in the ring.
What?
Can I read that one more time?
God, I'm old.
I want to make sure that all of the listeners heard that sentence that I just read. The CWC showed me the effectiveness of wrestling in the ring. Keep the action in the ring. Fighting outside the ring was different in the 90s. Now all WWE matches end up outside. Stay in the ring. Better for the live crowd and less chance of injury. Well, the problem with this is there was plenty of stuff outside the ring. I saw all sorts of crazy dives. Did you watch the CWC finals? We had the giant springboard moonsault by Kota Ibushi. We had the running. I've never even seen this before. We had a running, diving hurricanrana over the top rope to a guy on the apron sending him to the floor. That was definitely not inside the ring.
I know, but...
His general statement is correct. We don't need to be outside the ring so much.
Yeah, so many moves off the apron and on the apron, and that's not going to happen on Raw, I don't believe. Although, I talked about this with Josh, I think, I can't even remember who I talked to about this, but moves on the apron into the new corners. Now, Cesaro did one, AJ Styles did one. And they're pros, and I was still afraid that they were going to break their necks and backs. I hope that doesn't become a trend with people who are far less skilled. I don't even want it to become a trend with people who are skilled. Let's save any of those wacky moves off the apron into the new corner posts for very, very special occasions, please.
You know what I learned from the Cruiserweight Classic?
There's a lot of talent out there.
I learned, and this is not a... It's not a revelation or anything like that, but when you do professional wrestling and you present it in a way where wins and losses matter, you can do amazing things.
How about that, huh?
An example would be that I remember, and this is actually another great example of it, when Brock Lesnar beat The Undertaker, and we got reactions from fans that will live on into eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the fake world of professional wrestling, the streak was something that was real. And when the streak was broken, people were shocked and stunned, and they will never forget it as long as they live. It will never be a trivia question, who broke The Undertaker's streak? Everybody knows, they always will. It's legendary. Now, since that day, which was 2.5 years ago, has there been a single finish where fans were shocked? Like, shocked at what had happened? I mean, maybe there was a Daniel Bryan win over somebody, but I think that even then, most fans, like when Daniel Bryan beat John Cena clean in the middle at SummerSlam, got a gigantic reaction, but it wasn't like a shocked reaction. Because I think everybody thought, you know, this is the right thing to do at this time. There wasn't, like, shock when this occurred. There was a great reaction. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking anything away from it. But there was not shock. In this tournament, this Cruiserweight Classic, it was all dudes beating dudes in the middle of the ring. There was no outside interference. There was no count outs or DQs or wacky finishes. It was all whoever won was the better man that day. And when it came down to the semifinals, and TJ Perkins beat Kota Ibushi in the middle of the ring, I, honest to God, and there was only like 300 fans in the building, I have not seen a shocked reaction like that since The Undertaker lost to Brock Lesnar. And it was all because you designed a tournament where it mattered who won, it mattered who lost. Every win and loss mattered. One tournament! And when you do it like that, and you have an upset, the fans see it as a gigantic upset. And they don't sit there and laugh, or not pay attention, or not care, like they do on the main roster. Because of all of this extracurricular wacky booking that you feel you have to do in 2016. Which, the Cruiserweight Classic proved, you don't have to do.
Exactly. And when you do more clean finishes, and you have more solid results to go off of, when you do the screwy things, those screwy things mean more. Everybody forgets about that too. You know, once you see roll up number 500 on a show or walk out finish number 36, I mean, it all loses its effectiveness. And that's something that they need to get back to. And the only way you can do that is to have clean victories. And through clean victories, you get wins and losses that matter. This is not rocket science. It's not brain surgery. It's something they've been needing to do for a long time. They don't have to take this back to the 50s and go pure sports all times. That's not what anybody is saying, but you do need to have some sanity. So when you do the insane things, it really does matter.
Hey, listen, I'm going to defend something else here.
Do it.
Even I've said a million times, you can't go for the pure sports bill. It ain't going to work in 2016. And you know what? I'm not going to even say that I'm wrong, because this was a WWE Network show that only the hardcores buy the network, and the hardest of the hardcores are sitting there in Full Sail, so it is a different kind of audience. But, dude, they gave medals to the finalists. They stood there in the middle of the ring and they brought him a medal. They interviewed William Regal. Like, they were ringside at a UFC event and they wanted to have a chat with Mark Ratner. This was as sporting a WWE presentation as we've ever seen ever in the history of WWE. Now, granted, as I said, it was a different audience, but it worked! Because what's funny is, if you do a pure sporting version of professional wrestling, and it's just a bunch of matches, then, yeah, nobody's going to care, and it ain't going to work anywhere, including Full Sail. But this was a pure sporting event-style WWE show. However, instead of doing stupid storylines and stupid gimmicks, they interviewed everybody, and they let you know who they were, so you cared about them. And there were, in fact, storylines, but they weren't stupid, wacky, goofy storylines. They were storylines built into the sporting tournament. And shockingly, they were were exceedingly effective compared to what we see on Raw and SmackDown, with the exception of things like Heath Slater and Rhino, which I might add, if you take out the goofy stuff with his family and his kids and the new tongue, that was a sports storyline. This was an unsigned athlete who was trying to get signed, and he needed to win, because if he won, he would get signed, but if he lost, he wouldn't. There was a sports build for Heath Slater and Rhino, and that's the most over storyline they've got on SmackDown right now. So, I don't want to hear people say that you can't do pure sports build, because you can, but you do have to add, and here's another term from 100 years ago, a little bit of salt and pepper. If you put a little bit of salt and pepper into it, you can do a pure sports presentation, because there are ways to do storylines and get characters over and get personalities over and market these guys. It's not rocket science, as we saw in the Cruiserweight Classic.
Yeah, all that gaga, all that BS, you know, should come from the fact that everybody's got a goal to work for. Just like in life, just like everyday life with everyday people. You're out there, you're doing the right thing, you're going up, and you have this guy to the side of you that wants to get past you or wants to get yours, and he's willing to be diabolical about it. And it's, again, this, the concepts of this, again, it's not rocket science. Like you said, this goes back to ancient times. This is not that difficult. It's about the sports build, and it's about, you know, entertainment value. You're watching these people, and you either want to see the best athlete or you want to see a personal conflict. And the personal conflicts come out of the fact that you are competing for something. Hopefully, we're on a new era, but I would seriously doubt it. And we'll see what happens with the Cruiserweights. I just, no matter what happens here with them up on the main roster, I don't want to see Stephanie towering over TJ Perkins screaming at him. I don't want to see four Cruiserweights stacked up into a corner to be squashed like by Braun Strowman in a month or two. I have cautious optimism for this, but you know what? At least there's optimism, because they did do a fantastic job with this whole thing. They really, really did, and kudos to everybody involved, except for the belt maker, because I don't understand what this whole deal is with all WWE titles looking like they had to be pulled out of a pack of fruit stripe gum.
Hey, this one at least had something of a bit of character to it. This person says, name any sport where the action is allowed to continue outside of the designated field of play.
Roller derby.
Well, the other thing is, the designated field of play does include outside the ring. That's why you get 10 seconds to be out there before you have to get back in. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Trying to save me, stop holding your breath, and you think I'm crazy.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person says he should be known as the Chinominal One, James Ellsworth. Would have been a great team, actually, if they'd actually done it on SmackDown. Person says, I noticed Hogan voice clips in the new WWE Network commercials. What's going on there? What do you think?
Brother.
There are no coincidences. This person says, Senior Benjamin playing chess with Vanguard 1 is the best thing I've ever seen in wrestling. Matt Hardy by himself is much more entertaining than Raw.
Congratulations to Senior Hardy, or to Senior Benjamin, who I saw has got a landscaper of his own now. So
wow.
Good for him, yes. So congratulations. It's been a good week for him now that he has been found. He has got some new merch, and he's got a new landscaper. Go on with yourself, Senior Benjamin.
Moving up in the world. If they have TJP defend the Cruiserweight Championship at the pay-per-view, who do you think will be in the match? Metalik? Neville? Well, he is going to be defending at the Cruiserweight, or the Clash of Champions. I think it should be Kendrick.
Yeah.
Kendrick's been here a long time, and he's worked the style, and he'll get it over. So I think that's who they should choose.
Oh, God, Neville Tozawa. Can you imagine that? Because, you know, if you can have, I don't know how many feuds they'll have concurrently, but, oh, man, that would be a great one.
Well, I hope guys like Neville are actually in the Cruiserweight division, because I don't know what they're going to do. Finn Balor should technically be in the Cruiserweight division, but you know he's going to be a heavyweight.
Well, yeah, let's slow down there.
Kota
Ibushi. As many heavyweights as they can get to.
We're out of here, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening here today. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Information on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, WrestlingObserver.com, SportsByline.com. I want to thank at SemperVivi, as always, all the folks at Sports Byline USA, callers and listeners, including Ryan. Just don't ask such stupid questions next time. We'll talk to you again later. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.